What is going on, man? It's your boy Crimson. This video is in regards to another video that I posted back in the day. Arming teachers and why it's a really fucking dumb idea. And I can't tell you how important it is to have armed security at schools or volunteer forces, right? Background checks and all that. You can even have the volunteer force, have the school hire a private investigator on the dollar of the people that are trying to, the school can pick out a investigator, and they can, have the volunteers pay for their background checks to, go through. Shit, I've had to pay for my own background checks. But it's really important to have armed security at schools. And here's the thing. I see it all the fucking time, right? Teachers with really good reputations that have a good kind heart, that do other things, that do other things in life other than just fucking teach and grade papers, have their own hobbies. I know this because my buddy's wife is also a teacher. She has, her hobby is basically creating smaller businesses to create, like, extra income. I mean, it's common, dude. I see this shit all the time. Now, there was like this guy who recommended that teachers start to carry a firearm for protection at schools to prevent from mass shootings. And I've made the argument time and time again that when you arm a teacher, what you've done is you've basically given away the game. Now you've made them a target. Example given. There was a 6-year-old boy who shot his teacher twice. Pulled out a gun, shot her twice. He was like 6 years, I think he was six. I could be wrong. Now, why did he shoot that teacher? You see her fucking hair. She's got pink hair. Fucking dyed all kinds of crazy colors. And then you see those exact same teachers talking to other students and misgendering them on purpose. Trying to convince them that they're fucking not. Like, shit that they're not. Trying to hide programs and trying to hide, sexual transitions from their parents. Trying to hide all this information from their fucking parents, who are the primary guardians of that child. And then you have the sex offenders. And then you have the ones that do drugs. And then you have, and it goes on and on and on. And of course, my buddy, back in the day when I was a kid, we used to have a side hustle, which was selling maps to stars' homes. That teacher who basically, gave us the job, he kept a very private life. I mean, when the guy lost his wife, he became a closeted hoarder. There was all kinds of shit at his apartment. It was like a 2-story apartment. I can't remember where. I think it was like in Palmdale or some shit. Some nice place. But it was fucking stacked with all kinds of shit. All kinds of shit. And the guy kept a very private life. His computer was outdated by, I think, a decade. Had no landlines, had nothing coming in, just very basic living. The only thing he really had was electricity and hot water. If you wanted food, you'd have to eat before you got into the house, right? But he was basically teaching us how to hustle. Now, why would a man keep a private life like that? I think you know why. Guy had demons. Demons he was trying to fucking keep quiet. Now check this out.
A teacher caught in compromising positions in her classroom.
She was posting explicit content online and her students found it. Sarah Robinson spoke with parents and also tried to speak with that teacher involved in this. Sarah, what's the latest?
Well, this all erupted when this teacher started promoting her videos on her TikTok and Instagram accounts, which I'm told her students follow. One student found these images. They were airdropped around the school. Now parents are furious with the teacher and the school district.
I created a content at the beginning of the summer and...
And here's the thing, dude. These women will never fucking learn their lesson. They will never, doesn't matter how educated they are, doesn't matter how many credentials they have, doesn't matter how many fucking, how degreed they are, how astute and educated and filled with knowledge in their life. They're still going to give in to their baser instincts. Quick, easy cash. Every fucking time. Shit, dude. When I went to this comic book party, there was a whole table full of teachers. I sat next to them, and they just could not help but fucking try to, like, not pick on me. It was sort of, like, poke the bear in a sense of, like, wanting me to come over. And when I finally got over to that table, I had all of them swooning on me. And, of course, the big fucking fat bitch tried to fucking... You know, interject. Naturally. My point is that they still fucking act like children. They still act and behave like fucking little girls. One of them was 25 teaching, what, kindergartners? Or no, she was teaching, I think like fifth graders. And she was excited. She said that she was finally having an adult conversation. And I thought, like, what? And she fucking, I remember, she backed up her ass and, like, rubbed it against me by accident. And was like, oh, I'm sorry. Like, fuck, dude. She was hot, man. But they still act like fucking girls, dude. And to the man who said... We should arm the teachers. This is the shit that you're fucking gonna be arming. This is the type of fucking person that you're going to put in a position to protect your kids. Do you think for one second that a woman whose aspirations is to protect her home, pay her bills, guard, like, you know, it's a mindset that you're putting in. It's a mindset that you're giving a firearm to. It's so easy to say we need to arm the teachers and not stop and think, where is their mindset at? These teachers aren't warriors. They're not fighters. They're educators. How many fucking teachers are you going to arm at that school? Like, they don't have bad days. Like, they don't have instances where shit goes fucking south for them. All it takes is for one student to have enough fucking pull the drop on them, and that's it. They're done. Like that fucking, like that woman who was shot by her six-year-old student. Fuck, how about this? One of my nephews, he threatened one of his teachers. Said he was going to kill her because, what did he say? Said he was going to kill her because, she took something away. He brought her, like, a limited edition controller to school to show his friends, like, look, see, I got the, you know, this thing. And all, like, the whole fucking classroom just, like, surrounded him. They were like, holy shit, right? And so she took it from him for the day. And my nephew, being as fucking, you know, chaotic and Dude, the guy's a fucking little kid's a menace, but still love him to death. Fucking threatened his teacher. And she, of course, she fucking panicked. She fucking got so scared that this little boy, I'm talking like 5, I don't know, I think he was like 5 or 6 at the time, was gonna hurt her. And for whatever fucking reason, people think that, yeah, arming that teacher would be a wise idea. Let's say that my nephew went fucking rogue and just decided to fucking start slashing at her calves. What's she gonna do? Shoot him? No, I'm leaving out the nuances to this because I want to give you guys an idea of what the fuck people are thinking. Arming teachers is a very dumb fucking idea. A lot of them are fucking overweight. A lot of them have horrible eating habits. A lot of them just, they just want to live their lives when they're done grading papers. Not think about when's the next fucking firearm course they need to take. On top of the shit that they need to grade. On top of the students that they know they're going to have a problem with. On top of fucking the stress of just like, God damn, I got to do this shit again tomorrow. And little Billy's going to fucking, you know, flip the fuck out at this subject. They spent all that time at school and college learning the dumb shit that they learn, and you're going to arm them. Dumb fucking idea. All it takes is one bad move, one fucked up move, for shit to go south. What happens if one of those teachers who gets the firearm just so happens to be a little fucking kiddie diddler, right? What happens if this chick had a firearm the entire time? Do you know, it's already bad enough that this woman is a model. I'm using that word extremely loosely. And showing off her ass to make ends meet. I mean, that is like the most basic shit. She didn't fucking decide, hey, you know what? I'm going to fucking learn how to shoot a firearm. And then I'm going to teach all my friends how to shoot a firearm. And I'm going to teach those friends and those friends. No. I'm going to make jewelry. No. I'm going to make food. No. I'm going to do promoting. No. I'm going to create an after school program. No. None of that. Went straight to selling her ass on the fucking internet. If this woman had a firearm, on top of selling her ass, that school would be, it would be beyond that. It would be all over the fucking news. That was on local news. This shit would fucking be every fucking where. Now I understand when people's children get put in a very compromised position, or when parents see a heading where another school shooting took place. I get that. Your fucking mind is going to crumble like a deck of cards. And for all you men out there who have kids and don't have contact with them, I guarantee that if your kids are at school, I know you may not care, I know you may move on, who knows, maybe you're still in love with the idea that you'll see them one day. I fucking bet $5 that your mind will go to a very dark place when you find out that your kid was a victim to school shooting. That they witnessed something that day. It's gonna cripple you. It's gonna fuck with you. And yeah, you're gonna come up with some really dumb ideas. Because the first thing that comes to mind is revenge and protection. You're going to come up with a barrage of dumb fucking ideas. I can't tell you when shit goes south and you haven't gone through it before, it's like, I'll use something that happened one time. Thank fucking God I wasn't there. Now, I used to do plumbing. And one of the things that we were doing was gas leak detection and sewage swapping, right? Just swapping out pipes. Now, we told the people upstairs that the pipe from their toilet connected to the sewage wasn't working. Like, we were going to replace it. Don't use the bathroom. We turned off the water. We turned off the water to the toilet, not to the house, just to the toilet. Oh, and the sink. We turned both of those off. Oh, yeah, shit. And the and the bathtub. We turned all that water off. We went downstairs to the bottom of... And then we went to underneath the house to go replace the thing. About not even a fucking hour and a half later, we hear the water running. And we're like, what the fuck is going on? Like, because basically what you have to do is you have to take out the back pressure. So what you got to do is turn off the water... And then open up the faucets to let all the pressure out, right? All the water, all the stuff out, so that we know for a fact, you know, that the shit is drained in case somebody decides to accidentally turn the faucet on and there's no water going to that tank or to that line. Well, some dumb bitch got the bright idea, like, I need to take a shit. Instead of going to my fucking neighbor's house, I'm going to use the toilet. They should have fixed it by now. So my buddy sends me, he's like, hey, bro, I forgot to get that 45, you know, I forget what we used to call them, dude. Basically, it wasn't a pipe. It was basically like a 45 degree angled elbow that you stick between, you know, into the pipes. So I start crawling my ass out, and the next thing I fucking hear is, oh, fuck, fuck, fuck. Yeah, the lady took a shit, flushed the toilet, and then the fucking water started splashing next to him. It sent this motherfucker to another realm of hatred and anger. I've never seen anybody. I was like, dude, are you all right? He started crawling at me like a fucking demon, fucking roared past me, got out. I mean, fast as fuck, dude. It was terrifying. I've never seen it. It was like something from the fucking ring. The dude was just crawling like a fuck. Dude, it was terrifying. I've never seen that dude that pissed off. And I moved out of the way. And he fucking blew right past me without saying anything, got out from underneath the house, stomped inside the house, and all you can hear from underneath the wood boards was, why the fuck did you guys turn the water on? I told you that the fucking pipe was broken. We're fixing it. Why the fuck did you do that? You just postponed this by another fucking day. Basically, another crew had to go down there and sanitize the area before we could, you know, swap anything out. Of course, the fucking fat bitch was just like, oh, well, you know, I just really had to go, right? Completely forgot to ask her neighbors. Like, that level of stupidity exists in this world. And to arm that is dumb. And with a man who has never experienced that type of shit is going to go through that emotional... fucking roller coaster of emotions of just revenge and punishment. You could arm 90% of the fucking populace, or excuse me, you can arm 90% of those teachers, and 9 out of 10 of those fucking teachers are gonna panic and not know what the fuck to do. And you could train them, but how good is training? It's like law enforcement. Those motherfuckers pay training on their own dollar sometimes. And how often do they train? Maybe once every 6 months, maybe once a year, if that. Half of them are out of shape. There's no fucking standard. I'm telling you, dude. Fucking dumb idea. Horrible idea. There's a reason why security exists. And even then, I don't trust those assholes, because 90% of those fucking guys that carry around body armor, that carry around a gun, or carry around anything, how often do you think they're training? It was funny because, you know, the place that my buddy lives at, they hired security, body armor, you know, stage 3 body armor with firearms and ARs or whatever. And I just walk right past them like I don't even recognize them. And my buddy was standing at the bottom of his steps, and the guys were trying to call me out, like, basically to, like, get back there and try to interrogate me, and I just kept walking by him. Walked right up to my friend, gave him a hug, and we walked upstairs, and one of them tried to fucking, like, pursue me, tried to call me downstairs, and I just looked at him like, what the fuck do you want? Went right upstairs. Like, nothing fucking happened. Bad guy with a gun. Or how about this? Let's say he was legitimate in his experience, right? His emotions and everything were legitimate. What was he gonna do? What the fuck was he gonna do? Now we can go two avenues. He could have executed my ass, and guess what? It would have been unjustified. My friend would have been there saying, like, you just shot my fucking buddy. What the fuck? Or the guy could have interrogated me and found out the exact same information. Oh, he was just cruising around the apartment. You have to have a force that is literally dedicated and has the experience, that has trained for a long period of time to identify the threat. And even then, that's like a muscle. It's just like training or fucking lifting weights. Yeah, I can't tell you, dude. I took Friday off and I took Saturday off, and I'm smaller than fuck because I just took one day off. Excuse me, 2 days off. Who's counting? Because it's a muscle, because training and lifting weights has to be done every fucking day. Now, I'm about to get a firearm, and I'm looking at the expense of the bullets that I'm going to need in order to fucking get proficient, just proficient at my firearm. It's looking like about $2,000 to be well skilled enough to know how that fucker operates, how to clear a jam, how to do all that. How to fucking handle a situation, a stovepipe, a jam, a double feed. Fucking shit goes south, man. Nothing ever works the way that it's supposed to. And I've got this in mind, like, dude, where am I going to get the money? Where am I going to get the time? Where am I going to find the place? How am I going to get there to the location that I need to train? What are the rules there? I mean, it goes on and on and on and on. There's nothing we can do. There is nothing we can do other than put people that have the fucking training in that position. And even then, you're not certain, you're not guaranteed. It's not going to fucking stop destruction. If people want to be destructive, they're going to be destructive. This woman was teaching people's kids and showing her ass. People were following her TikToks, and she knew this. She fucking knew this. How many fucking people are gonna get it? When you put out a fucking TikTok showing your ass and your fucking tits, what do you expect? Especially like that one woman who, she was like, hey, I'm sitting in a fucking parking, in a school parking lot making this TikTok. She's got her fucking tits hanging out. And she's like, yeah, I know I'm getting a lot of backlash from all the parents and shit in the comments section, but I'm still hot. That mentality exists throughout women's minds, like their fucking social circles. This is embedded in them. They're not gonna fucking change, dude. And we're already having a cultural problem, and you're gonna arm that cultural problem to protect your kids? Yeah, good luck with that. It takes a strong mind, a focused individual to fucking do that. And I guarantee, like, the process that you have to go through to join the FBI and the police department, it's pretty fucking rough. I mean, rough enough to me. A fucking Army Ranger would fucking see that as a skip in the park. A mental evaluation. A Green Beret would fucking laugh at that. Because you're not even certain then. There's fucking dudes that I used to know that were ex-Marines that either joined back into the National Guard or they joined back into some other military branch because they're starving for war, in other words. They're hurting. And the only comfort that they find is those really dangerous jobs. As a matter of fact, one of the guys that I used to work with was a former Blackwater. And his experience was so different. He said that there were so many different branches that were in charge of different things. He was in charge of guarding security for against the Somalian pirates. His experience was different. His experience was like, dude, like, you know, making 50 fucking thousand every 6 months, and I would get a brand new, every fucking time I would reenlist, I would get a brand new fucking AR out of the box with the cleaning supplies. Brand new magazines, brand new everything. And at the end, I would turn it in and they would just resell it to, you know, to Joe Schmo. He's like, the only time we ever really got to fire it was during training because there was really nothing to fire at. You see what I mean? How about this? How about, let's go the other route. The fucking guys in Blackwater that basically, what made Travis Haley so famous. Everybody called him a fucking cowboy, a traitor, I don't know what the fuck. It just went on. And he revisits that video years later and tells you his experience. And he's like, there were so many other things I could have done. I could have done different. See what I mean? Takes a fucking very special individual to be able to fucking arm and put them to protect your kids. And let me tell you this, dude. If they don't have kids, even then, they still won't give a fuck about your kid. Let's say that they do have kids and they do have compassion and warmth and all this other shit. I'm one of those rare breeds that I should have had kids, don't, and so I empathize with the single father. Very rare. I understand where a man's coming from when he's struggling. When I see the fucking panic on his face, like, fuck, dude, I only made 4 hours today. And I don't know what's going to happen at the end of the week when I get that next check, but my kids are going to be fucking hungry. I see that look on their face. That look of panic. I get it. I fucking get it. Or Christmas is coming and I don't got the money to fucking get them anything. I get it. I can't tell you how many times I hear a father saying, I don't know whether to pay rent or to buy gifts. I get it, dude. It breaks my fucking heart. So fast forward, dumb idea. This is a really stupid idea.
In order to earn extra money on the side to help pay for our basic necessities that our salaries were no longer meeting. I chose an anonymous name as well as blocking the entire state of Arizona on my own so that it wasn't accessible to anyone living in the state. It was brought.
Ma'am, stop the cap. Notice the words that she's saying. Did they pay you less money? Because in order to meet your basic necessities, you do not have to put your monkey meat online for a few shekels. The truth is that you wanted to buy more things, and instead of getting another job or a different job was your option.
This guy said it better than I did in 30 minutes. Guard your heart.